What are the odds? From Shark Attack to Lightning Strike. Genevieve Cushenda. Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. Determining the Odds. Do you understand when the weather report says there is a 60% chance of rain? Then you understand a little about odds. Did you know that you have a 1 in 10,000 chance of getting hit by lightning? Or that you have a 1 in 175,711,536 chance of winning the Mega Millions lottery? You have a much better chance of being born with 11 fingers or 11 toes. That's 1 in 500. The chance, or probability, that something will or won't happen is called the odds. Let's look at an easy example. Tonight, there's a 100% chance that the sun will go down, and there's a 100% chance that it will come up again. So the odds are very good that the sun will go down tonight and come up tomorrow. But other odds aren't as high. What are the odds of getting a hole-in-one in golf? They are different for different people. For a professional golfer, the odds are 1 in 3,756. But for the average person who plays golf on the weekends, the odds are lower, about 1 in 12,750. Here's another example. You have 100 days of school left. Your teacher tells you that there will be 2 tests sometime before the school year ends. What's the chance or probability that you will have a test tomorrow? It's 1 in 50, or a 2% chance that you will have a test tomorrow. So what is the chance that you will study tonight? Remember, many different things can determine the odds. For example, if you buy 100 lottery tickets, your chances of winning the lottery are better than if you buy 1 ticket. Chapter 2. Will Nature Attack? Nature can be dangerous. In this chapter, we will talk about the chances that nature can hurt you. The odds that the average person will get hit by lightning are low. However, the odds are much higher that a person who is hit by lightning is a man. Men are much more likely to get hit by lightning than women. What changes the odds? Women usually go inside when lightning comes near, but men don't. When there is a lightning storm, men are much less likely than women to stop doing an outdoor activity such as golfing, fishing, or working in the garden. Think about it. If you stand outside with a golf club, the odds of getting hit by lightning are much higher than if you are inside a house. So if you are playing golf and you see lightning, go inside. Your chances of getting a hole-in-one may decrease, but so will your chances of dying. Lightning can kill you, but it is unlikely. If you are hit by lightning, there is a 90% chance that you will live. One man, Roy Sullivan, was hit by lightning 7 times and lived. Why did he get hit so many times? Sullivan was a park ranger in Virginia in the United States. He was outside around tall trees in storms all the time, so his odds of getting hit were higher than usual. But he still seems very unlucky, doesn't he? Animals can be dangerous, too. On TV and in movies, we often see people getting attacked by sharks. But it is much more likely that a venomous snake will bite you, probability 1 in 3,500,000, or that a dog will kill you, probability 1 in 700,000. Even trees are more dangerous than sharks. What are the odds of getting killed by a falling coconut? 1 in 250,000. The odds that a shark will attack you are only 1 in 11,500,000. And if you are attacked, you probably won't die. In fact, you are 76 times less likely to be killed by a shark than to be killed by lightning. Why are the odds so different? Well, we don't taste good to sharks. So even if we are attacked by one, we are less likely to be killed. Bethany Hamilton, a 13-year-old girl from Hawaii, was surfing when a shark attacked her. It bit off her arm, but it didn't kill her. She survived. 1 month later, the brave teen was surfing again. Do you ski? Snow can be very dangerous, especially when there is an avalanche. The heavy falling snow can throw your body down the mountain and then cover you completely. In Switzerland, your odds of being in an avalanche are 1 in 50,000. If someone can dig you out of the snow in 15 minutes, you have a 90% chance of surviving. But if the snow is more than 2 meters deep, your odds of surviving are almost zero. To decrease your chance of being in an avalanche, don't ski in a snowstorm. 90% of avalanches happen during a snowstorm. Chapter 3. Am I living a healthy life? Are you healthy? What increases your chances of being healthy? What decreases your chances? Most people need 8 hours of sleep a night. How does getting 8 hours of sleep increase your chances of being healthy? If you are very tired, you are more likely to eat too much, because you eat more to stay awake. And eating too much is not good for you. Also, you are more likely to have a car accident when you are tired, and that's certainly not good for your health. So what are your chances of getting 8 hours of sleep? If you live in the United States, you are likely to get only 6.8 hours of sleep Monday through Thursday. Only 26% of people get a full 8 hours. And you have a 50% chance of having insomnia, that is, finding it difficult to sleep at night. People usually sleep better on Fridays and Saturdays. 49% of people get 8 or more hours of sleep on the weekend. No one likes to be sick. But how can you increase your chances of not getting sick? For a start, don't eat anything that falls on the floor. Have you heard of the 5-second rule? That's the idea that it's okay to eat something that falls on the floor if you pick the food up before 5 seconds go by. But it's not true. When food falls on the floor, it gets lots of bacteria on it immediately. Some bacteria can be very dangerous. Your stomach hurts, you vomit, and you can get really sick. You can even die. So which is the least likely place to have dangerous bacteria on it? The floor in your house? The grass in the park? Or a busy street with many people and animals walking on it? You probably think it's your house. Your house must be cleaner than the park or the street, right? Well, it isn't. If food falls on the floor in your house, don't eat it. Your floor is the most likely place to have bacteria. That's because the sun probably doesn't shine on the floor in your house, and sunlight kills bacteria. Of course, you shouldn't eat food that falls on a sunny street or in a park either. Anytime you eat food off the floor or the ground, you increase the chances of getting sick. Do you like to listen to music? How about very loud music? If so, you should be careful. The odds of damaging your hearing are high. When two people talk, the sound is about 36 to 60 decibels. Any sound 85 decibels or higher can damage your ears. At a rock concert, the sound is more than 120 decibels. So, what is the probability that you will damage your ears? 100%. But don't worry, after 1 or 2 days, your hearing will come back. If, however, you go to many rock concerts and listen to loud music with an MP3 player all the time, there is a good chance that some of your hearing won't come back. To decrease the probability of damaging your hearing at a rock concert, go outside into a quiet place for a short time. If you are listening to your MP3 player, don't play it too loud. Save your ears. Chapter 4. Will I be a star? What is success to you? Making a lot of money? Being famous? Being on a professional sports team? What are the odds that these things will happen? What are the odds that you will become a billionaire? In the United States, your chances are not too bad, 1 in 1 million. In most other parts of the world, your chances decrease to 1 in 7 million. Maybe you dream of having a business. What are the odds that a new business will be successful? Not very good, only 12%. But if your first business isn't successful, don't worry. Your next business has a 20% chance of succeeding. Why do your odds get better? Because people can learn from their mistakes and do better the next time. So maybe that second business will make you a billionaire. Are sports more your thing? Do you want to be the next sports superstar like LeBron James? In the United States, as in most countries, many boys and girls dream of being successful sports stars. What are their chances of becoming professional athletes in one of these team sports? Baseball, basketball, hockey, or American football? First of all, boys have a much better chance of playing these sports for money than girls do. But even for boys, the chances are low. Every year, all the professional teams in these 4 sports get 700 new players. 540 of them are American. There are 2.1 million boys born in the USA each year. So, the chance of an American boy becoming a professional athlete in one of the 4 main team sports in the United States is 540 in 2.1 million, or 1 in 4,000. If you're the youngest in your class at school, your chances of being a professional athlete decrease. But why is that? The oldest children in a class are usually the biggest and the strongest, and they have more confidence. Because of this, they are better at sports and play more sports. Many times, the younger, smaller children don't do as well in sports, have less confidence, and may stop playing sports at a young age. In fact, researchers in Australia say that players in the Australian Football League are mostly born in the early months of the year, January, February, March, and April. Very few players are born in December. Can you guess when the school year starts in Australia? That's right, January. But there's always hope. Earl Boykins is a professional basketball player in the NBA, and he's only 1.65 meters tall and weighs 60 kilograms. He beat the odds. Many people dream of being a famous singer or musician. What are the odds of that happening? Here's one way to look at it. Let's say there are 35 record labels. These companies get about 43,000 new songs from singers and groups every year. Out of 43,000, only 1,000 musicians get a contract. But that's not the end. Out of 1,000 contracts, only 100 groups will make a CD. So the odds of a new group getting a contract and actually making a CD are 1 in 429. Another way to be successful in the world of music is to get on one of the singing contests on TV. In 2004, Jennifer Hudson came in 7th place on the show American Idol. However, in 2006, she was in the movie Dreamgirls and won an Oscar. What are the odds of that? Chapter 5. What do you think? Sometimes the odds of something happening or not happening can surprise you. Do you go for a walk after dinner to get some exercise? Well, be careful if you live near a mountain. You have a 1 in 32 million chance of being killed by a mountain lion. The chances of getting killed by a mountain lion are very low. But what about other things? Read the list and take a guess. What are the odds of a left-handed person dying because they use something made for a right-handed person? Of a person dying from heart problems in the United States? That the U.S. president went to Harvard University? Of any one American becoming the president of the United States? Of a mountain climber getting to the top of Mount Everest? Of a person dying while trying to climb Mount Everest? Of a couple who met online falling in love? Of a person dying in an airplane accident? Of a person finding a lucky four-leaf clover on the first try? Of a person having a meteor hit his or her house? What do you think is the most likely? What is the least likely? Look below to see the answers. Are you surprised?